day like today, I mean, it's not a day for sort of sound bites. But I feel the hand of history upon our shoulder.
Thank you. May I quote you on that?
Quotes, unquote. The quotations programme devised and introduced by Nigel Rees.
Hello again. Quoting and unquoting this week, and possibly doing a little vetting and barring as well, are two newcomers to the programme, the actor and playwright Kwame Kwe-Ama, and the scourge of bad science in columns and a best-selling book, Dr. Ben Goldacre. We welcome back the journalist and biographer Valerie Grove and the broadcaster and music presenter from over on BBC Radio 2, Ken Bruce. There you are. And so to our first anthology round, having been primed in advance panel, will you tell us what are your favourite quotations from songs? Let's start with Kwame on this one. What's your favourite song?
It's from a rap band called Public Enemy. And it's simply Fight the Power. And I love that. And I printed it out. I remember when that album came out and above my computer. Because it just allowed me to kind of know what we're here to do. But while I'm there, then it followed very quickly by Stevie Wonder saying, "You took me riding on a rocket and gave me a star, and at a half a mile from heaven, you dropped me back down to this cold, cold world."
Right, well, I can see why you like those, even without the music. Now, Ben Goldacre, what's your favourite lyrics?
I think all of mine come from this one guy called Momus. He's very obscure, but deserves to be a massive multi-billionaire. He did a very good one on the relative power of mankind or biology to slaughter millions of people. It's very good. It goes, 7 million people died in the Great War. A bout of influenza quadrupled that score. Why pimp to posterity? Why should they admire us? All the heroes of Valhalla would have weighed less as virus.
And is that good science?
Yeah, that's definitely, 21 million in World War I from flu, so that, that's better score.
Good science.
A couple more from Momus as well. When she left me, I felt no jealousy. For company, I had this fantasy. I imagined her without me in ecstasy, alone or amongst women only. Do you want more? The last one's a bit rude, I feel bad.
Oh, we're very grown up here.
My sperm is not your enemy. In it glistens destiny. You hold, you know it's true, the future of man.
Okay. Well, that's very interesting.
I think that's very romantic.
For a scientist, yes. Valerie Grove.
It's an old song.